Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today and next week, our guest is Dr. Jerry Bergman, an accomplished scientist with many Christian convictions, who has written a book called Slaughter of the Dissidents, The Shocking Truth About Killing the Careers of Darwin Doubters. This well-documented book tells how those in the academic community who are not strong evolutionists are being discriminated against. Welcome, Dr. Bergman. We have just two questions for you today. The first is, what happened to you in your professional career as a scientist?
I was a professor at Bowling Green State University in Ohio for 7 years, and as I did more and more research on the subject of Darwinism and evolution, I realized that there were major problems with this worldview, and I began to question this worldview why I was employed there, and they had a hard time with that. They felt that that is something one does not question, basically. They didn't say it in that way, but that's what they implied. And essentially, they felt that I could no longer teach at that university, and I was denied tenure pretty openly, in fact, quite openly. I had a dozen signed affidavits from colleagues stating the reason why was because of my religion, they called it, which was basically my questioning of Darwinism, which I define as from the goo to you by way of the zoo, or some people say molecules to man evolution. And that's was pretty traumatic in my life, that event that happened.
Well, I guess in your understanding of what happened to you, you also then began to explore what has happened to many people, whether they be Christians with creationist convictions, or they just simply be scientists who may even be atheists and just doubt Darwin. So you wrote a book, and the book is The Shocking Truth About Killing the Careers of Darwin Doubters. Tell us the purpose and focus of your book for our listeners.
Well, the purpose was basically to determine whether or not this was a problem, first of all, and I realized it was because when this happened to me, there were a number of articles in various papers and magazines talking about my history and my story. And as a result of that, I began receiving letters and later on emails and phone calls from people the same thing happened to. And so I realized this was not my problem alone, that there were many, many people suffering from the same thing. And so essentially, I've been collecting information for, the past 20 years, and I have about 6 file cabinets full of data which documents indeed what's happening. And the book is a summary, actually first volume of 3 volumes, which summarizes the problem in the United States. And people are pretty openly denied tenure or fired or denied degrees because of denying Darwinism as I defined it.
Well, when you go back to the Scopes trial, remember that at that time, back in 1925, I believe it was, that evolution could not be taught in the schools. And the ACLU came in even then and brought Clarence Darrow along, and they tried to fight the point, and it wasn't really changed until the 60s. So there was a time when creationism was taught in the schools because we have a Christian country. But now evolution is taught in the schools because we don't have a Christian country. Is that really fair? And how would you define what you can do about something like that?
Well, of course, it's not fair at all, and a problem I see is not just hurting Christianity, but also hurting science, because evolution has taken science down the wrong road over and over and over again and caused a lot of harm in science. And that's because this presupposition assumes evolution took place, and therefore it tries to interpret information discovered by scientists in harmony with that worldview. And indeed, it is a worldview, and therefore it's important to stress that Darwin has caused a number of problems among science. A couple of examples are the idea that most of the genes in, or most of the DNA, what they would say, is actually useless. So they call this junk DNA. Another example is so-called pseudogenes. Both of these now we're finding have many, many important uses in the genome. And we realize that this belief that they were junk, because that's what evolution would predict, indeed has slowed down science research. In fact, in some cases, stopped research in these important areas. Another example is vestigial organs. Another example is we have so many ideas that have hurt our understanding of reality because we assume things have to evolve, and therefore we try to explain it in that way, and they can't be explained in that way.
Well, we're going to be talking about this again next week, and I'll look forward to those questions. But it seems to me that the worldview predominates the facts. It reminds me of the old Friday program, the policeman who said, "Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up." Dr. Bergman, thanks for being with us today. We'll look forward to having you next week as well.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.